Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, Meltio wins SME of the Year Award for industrial innovation through 3D printing, and Moody's forecasts a gloomy outlook for Argentina, but the country returns to an important global investment ranking. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news from Mexico. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a Spanish company that has been awarded the SME of the Year Award for its pioneering work in 3D metal printing. Meltio, based in Linares, Jaén, was chosen from among 1,700 candidates by the Spanish Chamber of Commerce and Banco Santander. The company has launched an innovative method of 3D metal printing that achieves lower costs and greater efficiency in industrial processes. For more, we turn to our correspondent, James. Tell us about this company and what makes their technology so groundbreaking.
Meltio was founded just a few years ago in 2019, but they've already made a big impact. They patented the first 3D printing head that extracts welding wire using multiple lasers. This allows them to create industrial metal parts more efficiently and at a lower cost than traditional manufacturing methods. It's a real game changer for industries like automotive, aerospace, and naval. In fact, Meltio is already exporting 96% of their production to over 70 countries worldwide. Their success has also been a big boost to employment in the Linares area.
It sounds like Meltio is a prime example of how innovation can drive economic growth. What was the reaction from the company and officials at the award ceremony?
The CEO of Meltio, Angel Yavero, was visibly moved as he accepted the award. He expressed pride in his workers and the company's commitment to industry, and even invited King Felipe VI and the Minister of Economy to visit their facilities. In his speech, King Felipe VI highlighted how SMEs like Meltio are adapting to uncertain times and challenges by investing in technology and innovation. He warned that companies risk falling behind in competitiveness if they don't keep up. The Minister of Economy also praised SMEs as the bulk of the Spanish economy and an important part of the country's productive fabric.
Those are some strong words of support and encouragement for SMEs. It will be interesting to see how Meltio and other innovative companies continue to drive Spain's economic growth in the coming years, especially in the face of ongoing challenges. Thank you for that report, James. Shifting our focus to Latin America, Moody's has issued a warning about the risks and perspectives for banks and public service companies in various countries, including Argentina. The outlook is influenced by the global scenario of high interest rates, as well as the macroeconomic and regulatory conditions within each nation. What does Moody's specifically forecast for Argentina's economy, Michael?
Moody's has a rather bleak projection for Argentina, David. They estimate the local economy will contract by a substantial 5% this year, making them one of the most pessimistic in the market regarding the depth of Argentina's recession. Moody's notes that the government is seeking to resolve fiscal and economic distortions that have persisted for two decades. However, they do see a potential reprieve after 2025, driven by strong agricultural exports and shale gas production in the country.
Despite this concerning outlook from Moody's, Argentina has notably returned to an investment ranking in which it hasn't been seen for a decade. Tell us more about this development.
That's right, David. After a 10-year absence, Argentina is back on the traditional list of the 25 most attractive countries to invest in, an annual ranking published by the consulting firm Kearney. Argentina entered in 24th place, which, despite the clear economic difficulties and prevailing recession, signals an improvement in the business and investment climate. Additionally, Argentina ranked 8th among emerging nations, moving up one spot compared to 2023.
This re-entry seems to be generating some buzz in regional media. What are they saying about Argentina's return to the list?
The Brazilian economic magazine Exam, for instance, focused more on Argentina's return as a good investment destination than on Brazil's own competitive position. They highlighted that the change in Argentina's economic direction following the victory of Javier Milei as president has encouraged investors. an executive at Kearney in Brazil, noted that after suffering inflation of 211% in 2023, and now almost 300% year-on-year, there has been an abrupt shift in Argentina's economic course that has initially encouraged the executives surveyed by Kearney.
Milei's economic policies have been quite controversial. How have they impacted this perception of Argentina as an investment destination?
According to the Kearney executive, in just 2 months, Milei has managed to fulfill his goal of achieving zero deficit, getting the country out of the red. The markets have reacted positively to this, with Argentina's bonds and stocks on the rise. However, it's important to note that the Kearney survey takes into account the 3-year investment prospects of business leaders from companies with annual revenues of $500 million or more, across various sectors and headquartered in 30 countries. So this improved ranking reflects a relatively short-term outlook from a specific subset of global executives.
Thanks for those insights, Michael. Despite Argentina's ongoing economic challenges, this renewed interest from international investors will certainly be a development to watch closely. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.